This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out. 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 Bring them out.
Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Jay Moore, we got Shay, we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Tuesday morning with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch this show and all the shows here on ESPN Chicago. And Cap, you know, we've taken wild swings with our opinions over the years, right? I mean, I've had some really crazy opinions, some spot on and some not so good. But that's not why I'm here. That's not why you're here, to be able to be accurate on all things. You take a big swing because, you know, as I always say about me, you know, if I wasn't doing this for a living, I'd be giving my opinions at a bar. I wouldn't be holding a microphone or be holding a beer. That's who I am as a Southside guy. I'd love to be able to talk sports all the time. I'm just doing it for a living. But sometimes you get these wild swings of opinion and people just get stuck on it. People that do what we do for a living, just gets stuck in that opinion. And that's for our guy Yurko from Carmen and Yurko. Sometimes you just get an opinion and you just stick with it. It's like me saying, you know, I'm telling you right now, Troy Tulowitzki is going to be the greatest shortstop we've ever seen. And that didn't come to fruition. So there's always these wild opinions, right? But at some point, you got to get off of them, unlike Yurko.
So I texted Johnny, the good kid, last night. And I had this question. The question is, you're in your car right now. You're at the breakfast nook. You're sitting at your favorite place having coffee. And you're thinking, boy, the Bears, what are we going to do at 9? My Bears, they got to do. Johnny! The Bears are sitting there at number one. Now they've traded it. They're at number 9. If I told you Barry Sanders or Walter Payton were there on the board and you know what their career is going to be, Are you taking them at that pick? Yurko, I wouldn't use any first-round pick on either of them. What?
Armed with the knowledge that you know what their career is going to be.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's not like, good prospect. Like Bijan Robinson, we'll get to him. Good prospect. You know Walter Payton's going to go down as perhaps the most complete football player of all time. Mm-hmm. You know Barry Sanders might be the most exhilarating and talented runner in the history of the sport. Both are Hall of Fame players. Both were outstanding in the room. Not bad people. No stuff off the field. Like, amazing. Can you imagine handing the ball to Walter or Barry Sanders with Justin Fields, with DJ Moore? Heaven forbid next year with two number one picks, you got Marvin Harrison. You go, geez, we got weapons all over the place. Yurko, I wouldn't use any first round pick on him. Stunned me.
Oh, well, it shouldn't have, because that's been his opinion about running backs the entire time that we've known him. Any running back.
But that's different.
Any, though.
That's different. Running back, I get where he's coming from. They get beat up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
To use a top five pick on a running, I get it. You don't know what their career is going to be. Are they going to get hurt? I'm guaranteeing you a Hall of Famer with no. Like, well, he's kind of this off the. No, I'm giving you, on a 1 of 10, they're 12. Nope, don't want him. Stunned me.
I can't say that I'm surprised, because John Yurkovich has always not necessarily been anti-running back, but also looks at the running back like he looks at special teams. Same way. Dime a dozen.
As less than.
Yeah, and I just disagree with that. He has been wrong about this for decades. for decades, he's been wrong about this. Because the running back position, even though the game has changed, Cap, the weapon is still the same. It creates balance for an offense. That's the reason why the running back still matters. We can be more modern over the last 20 years and say guys like LaDainian Tomlinson and Edgerrin James and Tiki Barber and Sean Alexander and Priest Holmes, Fred Taylor, Jamal Lewis. I'll just give you names like that, Cap. Those guys were viable. Bryant Westbrook, Marshall Faulk, all those guys mattered to be able to have balance for an offense. The idea that you just say, oh, anybody can just run the football, doesn't really, it, that's just wrong. And for Yurko to say that if Walter Payton or Barry Sanders was available, yeah, I wouldn't draft him in the top 10, knowing that they're great players in college. But just to put them to the side and say, no, I just want a vertical passing game, you put anybody back there, it's just wrong. It's not an 80s opinion. It's an opinion of balance on offense. As vertical as this game is, as vertical as offense is in the NFL, you still have to be able to run the football or to be able to have a running back that is a dual threat. You could throw it to him for a 4 or 5 yard pass. He can run between the tackles. He can have swing passes. You could do so many things with the running back now instead of just running between the tackles that we saw in the 70s and 80s. They're more versatile now. So the idea that a guy like Barry Sanders or Walter Payton could not fit in the top 10 in his draft is nonsense.
He said anywhere in the first round.
That's nonsense.
Johnny, if you're drinking your coffee this morning, having a Blue Chew, send me a text.
Huh?
Did I get you right? He said nowhere in the first round would he take Walter Payton or Barry Sanders.
Well, just nonsense. But again,
that stunned me.
As we open the show, as I said, sometimes what we do for a living, you have an opinion and you stick to that opinion, whether you're right or wrong. You stick to that opinion because, hey, I just don't think running back, well, that's just wrong. He can have that opinion, but it's not at the right, because I see proof of it every season. You have to have some kind of running game to have balance for your offense. You have to. So what he's saying is ridiculous. Shock jock. Southside Johnny's a shock jock.
So,
and then the other part of it is when all of a sudden now you've come to Carmen Yurko's side of things by saying, you know, the running back is not as valuable. No, the running back has value. Even if it's a first-round pick, if it's the bottom of the first round, Cap, if he's there, you take him.
Okay.
If that's what you need.
Now, I have never gone to their level of it. I have understood where they're coming from. And if you told me the Bears, with multiple needs on the defensive line, cornerback, offensive line, and they're taking a running back there, I would not be happy about that. Now, he may turn out to be the greatest running back in the history of the sport. I can change my opinion 10 years from now if he's going to the Hall of Fame and I'm in my 70s going, wow, I remember when they drafted that guy, I didn't like it. I'm guaranteeing you a Hall of Famer named Payton or Sanders.
I hear you.
He wouldn't do it. I would not take Bijan Robinson. Let me be clear. I've said this from day one. I would not take him at 9. He's a wildly talented player. I got his scouting report up here. And, I mean, day one starter, I mean, his numbers just pop off the charts. I got too many holes. If you told me the Eagles took Bijan Robinson, their window to win is wide open. Wide open. That said, if Bijan Robinson's there at, like, 26 and the Bears said we're moving back up to get him, that's fine. Just don't do it at 9.
I just think that the running back position as a whole, it, that does still matter in this NFL. And to the point where former running backs would say how great running backs are, like LaDainian Tomlinson, you know, he's so far behind in the NFL as far as what the Bears are, because he knows the Bears as a running team with a strong defense. He'd take Bijan Robinson.
I believe Chicago should trade out of their first pick. They need a plethora of positions to fill there in Chicago to put around Justin Fields. You put this kid in your backfield, your offense instantly gets a lot better. He's going to make Justin Fields better. I think Bijan Robinson to Chicago. Obviously, you're going to get him around maybe the 10th pick, I'm thinking.
You get a lot of
certainly
value
the top
right
10.
Away, LT.
Yeah.
You get a lot of value right away.
He'd take him at 9. How about that, David Kaplan?
I would not take him at 9. This kid, Darnell Wright from Tennessee, made a bunch of calls about him yesterday. I just know he's a highly ranked player. I know the Bears have done a ton of homework on him. They've done a visit with him. They like him a lot. Lewis Riddick yesterday on ESPN.com. It's a really good article. I love Lewis when he's on with Waddle and Sylvie. I find him wildly entertaining, and I think he is really tapped. I think the guy works at it. I don't think he's just, I was a player and I can just spew opinion. Sure. I think he watches tape and gives you really insightful stuff. And he said yesterday he would take Darnell Wright and plug and play him at right tackle, and he believes he will be an all-pro, not a pro bowler. Mitchell Trubisky was a pro bowler. He would be an all-pro within his first three seasons in the NFL. That's a huge addition to the Chicago Bears.
Bring him in.
Right.
Let's do it. Absolutely. I'm wondering, though, from you, whether or not after, let's say after day two of the draft, if the Bears got a running back, because you got 10. And I'm
10 picks.
Why do I think that the Bears will have more?
Oh, he's going to make some kind of deals.
I think so, too.
Now, is that trading 9 to go to 13 or 18 or whatever? Or is that trading, we're moving out of the third round and I got 3 fourth-round picks? I don't know, but I think he'll do something.
Yeah, he's got 10 picks. I feel like there's going to be more. If it's not for this year, then definitely for the future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, do you think after day two of the draft that the Bears would select a running back? Not Robinson, maybe. I think Robinson will be gone.
Day one, it's only the first round.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do on day two?
You got...
Is it the second and third round?
Second and third round.
What's the format this year?
I think it's second and third round. What would you do there through three rounds? Would you take a running back with all the needs that you have?
Yeah, if the right guy was on the board in round two or three, yes. If the right guy was on the board. Khalil Herbert is a good, talented, hand him the ball, he's quick, he'll make people miss. He's not a very good blocker.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to help your young quarterback out, I would want somebody that can run the ball, block, and catch. Maybe the right guy's on the board there.
Deontay Foreman and Khalil Herbert, that's what you have so far.
Correct.
And Tristan Ebner on special teams.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. You want to upgrade that position. But again, I like David Montgomery, but I know that the divorce was imminent. We know now he's a Detroit Lion. We knew that as much as I like him, I knew that more than likely that the Bears were going to part with him. Mm-hmm. So you got to replace that production, man. I never took him for granted. Never took him for granted. I appreciate what he brought to the Chicago Bears.
And he is a great, not good, great person. Great. Like, does all the charity stuff. He is just that dude. He's just, he embraces the role of being there for kids. I think he's awesome. I'm going to be disappointed when he's in the end zone for the Lions and it's not in our uniform.
Shay, let's open the phone lines this morning. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Has the no running back movement gone too far? Would the Bears be making a mistake taking one in the draft? So let's get your thoughts on the running back position. You heard what Yurko said. He said he would not take Walter Payton or Barry Sanders if they were available in the first round of this draft. Has that gone too far, the no running back movement? Has that gone too far for you? Also, would the Bears be making the mistake taking one in the draft?
Also, Mel has dropped Kuiper, his new mock.
Huh?
We'll tell you what he's got going on. Some interesting stuff.
We'll take your phone calls on the running back position in the NFL. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood Experience. Weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is the telephone number. We're talking about the running back position only because of the text exchange you have with Yurko, correct?
Correct. So I texted the good kid. Good kid must still be sleeping. Looking for him. So I texted Johnny yesterday, and it was, here's exactly how it's, you have the number one pick, and Walter Payton or Barry Sanders is in this class, and you know how good they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take the running back one overall? he would take Sanders over Peyton. I said, would you draft him at number one? I would never draft any running back in the first round. Mm-hmm. Any.
Yes.
I said, oh, man, you would leave Walter Payton or Barry Sanders on the board knowing they're Hall of Famers. Don't care. That's what he texted. I was like, oh, my God. double exclamation point on it.
Yeah. Again, it's an opinion he stood on for a long time. And to me, the running back position is not some dime a dozen position. Even in today's vertical passing game where you can put the ball in the air and the officials are helping you push the ball down the field as well, you still have to be able to have some kind of semblance of a running game. You have to. Mm-hmm. You have to. That shows you balance. There's no more air Coryell. You're not throwing it 75 times.
You're not.
And never running the football. You can't do that. So let's get your thoughts here. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Let's go to Martin in Wrigleyville. He leads us off here on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Martin.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear my phone?
We got you, Marty. What's up, man?
We can hear your voice. The phone sounds terrible,
all right,
though.
Good. We're good. Yeah. We're good. Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say what you were just saying. I mean, the cornerbacks are completely tied right now. There's no calls for cornerbacks whatsoever. So the game has completely changed based on that, of course. But then, like you said, first of all, if you take a running back in the first round, you got to pay him. They don't want to pay him. That's the thing. After 3 years, they're out. Too many concussions.
You get him for five. You get him for five in the first round.
Still, you got to pay him. You got to pay him whatever they are in draft order, right? The higher they are, the more you got to pay out.
Certainly. But but look who the best rushing teams are. The 49ers. Mm-hmm. They were close. They had a playoff team till their quarterback went down. The Bears, we know that story. The Bengals, the Bills. I mean, those are good football teams, man.
The Bengals and the Bulls, okay, fine. But I just, it's not Peyton's year anymore. What will Peyton do on the Bears?
Run the football and do whatever you want him to
catch
do.
Passes, be a great blocker to keep his quarterback clean like he did for Jim McMahon.
How old a guy are you, Martin?
Man, I'm 44. My high school football number was 34. I'm the corner. The game has changed. He's my absolute love. But there's nothing. The game's completely changed. You get a new guy every 3 years that can fill that position.
So anybody can run the football, right, Martin?
No, but it's easy to find somebody. You don't need a Walter Payton anymore. Walter Payton brings you to the Super Bowl back in the day. A top running back does not bring you to the Super Bowl.
So why did the 49ers go out and say, we got to have Christian McCaffrey and give up a ton to get him?
Maybe because they're idiots? I don't know.
I know is that if their quarterback doesn't go down, they might be in the Super Bowl. They were in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. I disagree with you if it's the right guy. Now, again, I'm not taking one at one overall. I'm not taking one at number two. If you told me I'm sitting there at like 22 and Bijan Robinson's on the board?
Martin, you are
22?
Martin, one thing Martin is correct about, he does not know. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number, Shay.
Can I help? I want to help Martin out a little bit.
Oh,
just because
he needs some.
I do agree in theory with Yurko. You can put anybody back there typically in the NFL.
Anybody.
And they're going to be okay.
Yeah. You put anybody back there.
If they're a runner, like you look at the Eagles, they replaced Miles Sanders with Kenneth Gainwell and they got better. Like if you have a good enough offensive line and you have a between the tackles runner, you can generally replace them with anybody.
Yeah.
If you have a guy like Walter or Christian McCaffrey or Bijan Robinson who goes out and catches the football and gets involved in your passing game, that's not an anybody role. That's a special thing.
Well, I mentioned the versatility of the running back position. It's not running between the tackles anymore.
Right, a lot of guys are. Like, Saquon's kind of that guy, and it's, in my opinion, held the Giants back. If you go get a guy who can do it all, like, I don't think it was a mistake for the Niners to get Christian McCaffrey. Running back isn't a fair label for him. He's an offensive weapon. He's a playmaker. That's different.
Yeah, if anybody is using the running back position as someone that could just run between the tackles to win games, that's not the position anymore. The position has evolved where that running back has to have good hands. That running back has to be part of the exotic plays that they have offensively.
Blocking.
Absolutely. All those things, right?
Agreed.
So it's a different position than it was, but the idea that anybody could play it, Cap, Just put anybody back. Just so your local accountant. Just put him back there because anybody can run the football.
My accountant, I'm seeing him today. He just had his knee replaced. Might not work out for him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So even him would not be good in the National Football League. Anybody Bingo. Can't run the football. That's all I'm saying.
Agreed.
This is and again, wait, here's, hold on, I'm not done. The other thing is that what we've gone through here is we've put fantasy football into real football. Just it's like that's what's happened, right? Because instead of looking at the real game, we look at, well, what's the value of my fantasy football team? That's not real football is to be able to have as many offensive weapons as possible. And the running back is part of that. Is it the sole reason why a team wins? No. Not in 2023. No. But it's good to be able to have as many weapons as possible.
Correct.
Viable weapons.
Agreed.
Versatile weapons.
Agreed. Okay, so if you're sitting there in Ryan Poles' chair, the 27th, he says, Hoodie, I'm letting you make this pick. Are you taking Bijan Robinson, who's clearly the number one running back at 9, Darnell Wright, who Mel Kiper this morning just dropped his latest mock. He has Darnell Wright of Tennessee going 9th to the Chicago Bears. Mm. Are you doing that? Like, I'm not giving you Bijan Robinson's in the Hall of Fame. I'm giving you Walter Payton and Barry Sanders in my capothetical that you could have them. How you handling it?
Oh, I love Barry Sanders. He's the best runner I've ever seen. The best running back I've ever seen is Walter. There's a difference between the two.
Walter was more complete. Barry was more unbelievably exhilarating.
The stories that Mongo would tell. Bears and Lions. Mongo tells
Remember
a story.
Remember that spin one? Yeah.
Mongo tells a story that he had 3 opportunities to tackle Sanders and could not get him. And he just waved his arms and just said, I can't get it. He waved his arms like, I can't tackle.
That was on the right side of the line, and he cut back 3 or 4 times, spun, see you later.
Oh,
it was incredible.
I mean, well, we're talking 2 special running backs. And the game has changed. There's, and again, people hear what they want to hear. The game is vertical. I know that. But as you pointed out, there's more facets to the running back today than it was, say, 10, 15 years ago,
Correct.
Which is great.
Correct.
But for me, and I'm going to stay consistent with this, Shay, it's about the lines for me, the offensive and defensive line. You got to be able to take care of the trenches.
Got to.
Well, and that's the whole point that I'm making is I'm not telling you Howard Ankin can run through the lines and get you all these touchdowns.
Whoa!
But when you see Jamal Williams get 17 touchdowns last year, mm-hmm. Miles Sanders in the 1,000-yard club, and by the way, 16 running backs got 1,000 yards last year. If you're an NFL running back, I generally think you can run between the tackles if your offensive line is good enough. That's where, if I'm going to take you in the first round or I'm going to invest seriously in you, you have to be Christian McCaffrey. You have to be a guy who has the extra facet that running back's not a fair label. You're a playmaker. You're not a running back. Otherwise, I'm not interested.
312-332-3776, our phone number. Martin, we appreciate your telephone call. Berea, Kentucky, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Dennis on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Hey, Den.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, Berea, Kentucky? Isn't that the home of the Judd family?
Yeah, we're not too far from them.
There you go. How about that?
Yeah. You got to build the wall before you put the windows in. So I'm a firm believer. First of all, Peyton's there. I'm going with Walter because of how Walter brings the game to him. In other words, he attacks. Today's running back's got to be a hybrid. Now, we're talking about running backs, second round, third round. Chris Rodriguez out of Kentucky, of course. Mm-hmm. I've watched him for 3 years. The kid is a beast. Runs through the tackles. He blocks. He catches. He will get you those yards that you need.
I've seen him. As an SEC guy, I've seen him. Rodriguez play. The running back for Coach Stoops at Kentucky.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of really good running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Bijan Robinson's at the top of that list by every single scouting service I've read. Again, I don't evaluate running backs in the NFS on my job.
Mm-hmm.
My question was, I'm not taking him at 9. I've been clear. I've said to you, I'll be really disappointed if they do that. But if you said, oh, wow. He's still on the board at 25, 26. We got 2 number 2 pick. Let's see if we can zoom back up and grab that. He's an impact player.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than leaving Darnell Wright or whoever the offensive lineman is on the board. That's different.
The latest on who Mel Kiper has mocked to the Bears. We'll get to that. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776, our phone number. Again, we're talking about Walter Payton and Barry Sanders. Yerk says he would not take any of those guys in the first round. Any running back in the first round. Even those great running backs. What do you think of that? Cap'n Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, also on 100.3 FM, HD2.
Here's today's headlines with Cap'n Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The White Sox hung on yesterday for a victory at Target Field in Minnesota. Dylan Cease had the start and allowed three runs and only one earned as the White Sox bullpen shut the door and held on to a 4-3 victory. Game two of the series is tonight right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. And that first pitch will take place at 6:40. Lance Lynn on the mound for the Pale Hose. The Cubs, they also got a victory last night in walk-off fashion over Seattle. Nico Hoerner walked it off in the 10th with a single. Cubs win 3-2 in 10. The Minnesota Timberwolves suspended Rudy Gobert for their first play-in tournament game against the Lakers after an altercation with Kyle Anderson during a timeout on Sunday. The Tampa Bay Rays became just the seventh team in Major League Baseball history to start the season 10-0. They beat the Red Sox by the score of 1-0. Jay Moore.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We hope that you're going to have a great Tuesday morning. Still to come in an hour from now, we'll hear from Albert Breer, who covers the NFL like a blanket for Monday Morning Quarterback and SI.com. Albert's always a treat to talk to about the inside around the Bears and the NFL. But the new mock draft is out, Cap, for Mel Kiper. So who are the Bears getting now?
Mel Kiper's two-round mock draft has the Chicago Bears staying at 9. With the 9th pick, the Chicago Bears select Darnell Wright, offensive tackle, Tennessee. Lewis Riddick says he will be an all-pro within his first 3 seasons.
Okay. His lips to God's ears.
Oh, boy. Plug and play, day one starter at right tackle. So you go Braxton Jones. Mm-hmm. You go Darnell Wright. You got the young man we just signed, the free agent from Tennessee at right guard. You've got Tevin Jenkins at left guard. The question is, who's your center? Because they've tried this experiment with Cody Whitehair before under previous regimes. Didn't work out. So could he be a June 1 cap casualty? Are they going to try this at center again? Is Lucas Patrick the center? Or do they draft a center with one of their 2 second-rounders?
It's a very, very good question. And I believe that, again, for me, it's about the trenches. It's the protection of Justin Fields. I know I haven't said that in a while, but for our longtime listeners, everything for me is predicated on the protection of Justin Fields or to help Justin Fields in any way, whether it's weapons, wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, whatever it takes. And then, of course, the protection. Darnell Wright, from everything that I read, and again, I can watch a ton of Tennessee games. Did he stand out? Not necessarily, because I'm looking for pancakes.
Right.
It's one of the few times I'm looking for pancakes.
Correct.
I'm looking at Darnell Wright as the best right tackle in the draft.
That's what Mel is now saying, that he is absolutely the best right tackle in the draft. And then he has Skowronski going 10th to Philadelphia. There are some really amazing players on the board when the Bears are picking. Tyree Wilson, who a lot of people think Seattle might take at 5. He's got him still on the board at 11.
This is why I'm against the checkers philosophy for the Bears. I want chess. I don't want checkers. Oh, you know what else I could do, Shay? I can go from 9 and just go down to 17, and I can even go five. Stop. Just get a quality player at 9, and then do whatever you want to do after that. But in the first round, day one on that Thursday, get a cornerstone. Find a guy. A cornerstone.
Does it matter to you about Darnell Wright being in the news yesterday for sending DMs on Twitter? to a Bengals reporter. Did you see this story?
Yeah, he needs to learn to tune out the matote. I mean, Darnell, come on.
To Willie Lutz, a Bengals writer, Darnell Wright, Willie Lutz tweeted, Darnell Wright is a pure right tackle and has no business playing left tackle. It's just a guy tweeting an opinion. Sure. Darnell Wright DMs him on Twitter. You're a pure bleep eater. What year did you play to say anybody has any business doing anything?
That happens.
Yeah.
It happens. That's not a young, that's not an old, that's just a thing. Yeah, people, you get somebody off on the wrong foot, they roll on the wrong side of the bed, and all of a sudden Darnell Wright wants to tweet at somebody. Oh, well.
Right. Now, he needs, who am I to talk? It took me 50-some years to learn to just let that stuff roll. I mean, come on. I was that same guy. Go F yourself. Yeah. Why?
Because it felt good.
I told you, my wife came up behind me one day. I'm tweeting back at somebody, and she's like, you can't hit send on that. I'm like, F that guy. Did you see what he said? She said, hun, click on his profile. He has 4 followers. Why do you care?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yes.
So?
In today's society, Cap, everyone's going through a whole bunch of crap. Everybody's going through something.
Right, so they lash out.
Sure.
It's fine.
So they, that's why I ignore that stuff.
It took me time to learn to do that. I was not as mature as you.
Yeah. No, but no. Go through my timeline over the years. No, I've lashed out, just like Darnell Wright has lashed out. Because, again, you get somebody on the wrong day, they want to be able to get back at somebody.
Right.
And it happens.
Kevin Durant still does it.
Yes. He has an issue.
I will tell you, Darnell Wright also followed that up and said, probably a little heavy on the bleep eater part. Use your imagination for the bleep. Apologize for that. Looking at what you said, you were probably defending me a bit when you said it. Just frustrating when the game's all you love. It's all good, though. Maybe I'll be in Cincy in a month and we'll do a podcast.
And then I would respond to him and go, F off.
Eat a blank.
That's what
whatever
I
he said to him.
Yes. Hey, Darnell, go F off.
Right.
That's what I would say in
right.
return.
It's like saying, like, it's like if somebody said, I don't like Taylor Swift's music. It's not for me. And then she got in your DMs going, who are you to talk? How many sellout stadiums do you have?
Oh, my God.
Dude, I had, remember Boy George? It was a culture club.
Yes.
He was in the studio with Kathy and Judy. Mm-hmm. I walked in, and he's dressed like he dresses, and I'm in there to do the 9 o'clock sports. And, Cap, have you met George, whatever they call them? And I said, oh, nice to meet you. He goes, are you a fan of my music? I said, not really, but if you give me a CD, I'll give it a chance. He goes, oh, don't need fans that bad. I'm like, okay.
Give me a CD. Eddie on the north side.
Hey, boys, how are you? Good morning. So I agree 100% with Yurko.
Shocking.
It's not that the running back is not important. I know it is. But anybody that could go in there, and if you get drafted to the NFL, they can get 1,000 yards. And
anybody.
Fumbling's a thing on
and,
it.
And but, you're just going to barrel through? So anybody,
perfect
right?
Example. Perfect
okay.
example.
All right, let me know when you want to have a conversation. 312-332-3776 is our wow. phone number. We're just, you said anybody. Did you not say that, Cap? Anybody can get 1,000 yards.
Right. So we can just get Jay Moore.
Jay Moore, you ready? I need 1,000 yards.
I got to get the Icy Hot ready. See if I can get out there for you. Get you 1,000.
I need 1,000 yards.
Just anybody. Need a couple good blockers and I'm good.
I can do that. I got one side. I can't help you with the other. I can help you on one side. Here's Joey G in Melrose Park on ESPN 1000. All right, Joey.
Yeah, I can get you 1,000 yards, too, if I walk.
1,000 yards.
I don't think you could last that long.
Oh, come on, Cap. A little beef sandwich and a soda. I'm on my way.
Fuel them up. Couple of pack of squares. You're ready to go.
Listen, I just want to... Martin's got to be... I don't know what he's doing or what he's drinking. How could he say the Niners are idiots for taking McCaffrey?
Yeah, he was wrong.
Yeah, no, that's
totally
wrong. There's a difference making running back right there. They did that. They did that because he can make a difference for the team. After all those years at Carolina, he had an opportunity. They were right on the precipice, I thought, of the Super Bowl based on that roster composition. But they fell short. quarterback issues.
And how come I wasn't out with Eddie?
Oh, would you like to be?
Well, I told you any time now, you know, I went to therapy with Cap.
Uh-huh.
And Cap talked me, you know, into a new person.
You can talk to Eddie if you like. Go ahead, talk to him.
Eddie!
Jimmy! Let me give you a Joey. Perfect example.
It's Joey, not Jimmy, Joey. Eddie.
What a
Derek
moron.
Derrick Henry took a year off. They plugged in another running back. They had as many wins as they did with a guy that was touted on the radio of being an MVP. Then he rushed back, probably fear he's going to lose his job. And then what did they do in the first game? I know everybody says it's the quarterback, but when you're gelling the whole year with another guy and you win as many as games as with Derrick Henry, the so-called MVP people were screaming about a couple of years ago, and now where is he? He's on the shelf and they want to get rid of him.
How about that, Joey?
Well, I know you guys are short on time on the show. Eddie, I wanted to say hello to you.
Yeah, hello, Jimmy. How you doing? How you feeling?
No, Eddie, listen to me clearly. It's Joey G.
Joey G.
That's it. Yeah, Joey G. I wanted to say good morning to you and have a beautiful day.
Joey, all right, Jimmy. Good to talk to you.
Joey G cutting off the callers. It's unbelievable. All right, we appreciate the calls from Eddie and Joey G. Coming up, we've got an amazing animal story. Wait until you hear this on Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my.
Bears.
What's going on today in the animal kingdom? Chimps throwing feces? Wild boars snacking on faces? Cougar on the loose?
Yes, sir.
Perhaps some horny mammals humping? Let's find out together. Animal Stories on Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We'll hear from Albert Breer coming up at 8:35. We got Shot or No Shot at 8 o'clock. But now it's time for an animal story. You never know what you're going to get with the animal stories. It's a lot. Here's Shay Norley. Shay?
So, a picture of an animal, quite literally just mystery animal, nobody knows what.
Yeah.
In the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, has left Texas park officials and the general public stumped. Officials with the Benson Rio Grande Valley State Park with Texas Parks and Wildlife sought social media users' help when they posted a photo of a strange-looking and not easily identifiable animal on the park's Facebook page last week. I've posted this photo on the ESPN 1000 Twitter account, at ESPN 1000. We need to enlist some help here. It is furry, short, stout, four legs, looks kind of like a giant mole rat.
Uh-huh.
And nobody knows what this thing is.
A giant what?
Mole rat.
What the hell is a mole rat?
Like a naked mole rat? You've never seen like a naked mole rat?
Never seen that?
No.
You've never been
never even heard of a mole rat. I've heard of rats.
Never been in baseball locker rooms before?
Wow.
Look it up. Yeah, look up naked mole rat and tell me what you think
it
looks like.
I hate rodents. Not looking.
Just look it up and tell me. Hoodie, you look it up and tell me what you think the naked mole rat looks like. Because something jumped to mind immediately for me, and I want to know if we're thinking the same thing.
Mole rat. Yep. Cap, you need to take a look at this, I think, at some point, right?
No. I have no interest. I see the picture. I just retweeted Shay's tweet.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Brother, you see that picture. What does that look like to you? Does that look like a pig?
No.
What does it look like to you? We want to, again, we had this at ESPN 1000 on Twitter. We just want you to see what animal is that?
I don't know.
I know what you're saying, Shay. You say it looks like a mole rat. Yeah, it could. A big one, yes. A big mole rat, yes.
But I googled,
it looks like a huge gopher.
I googled naked mole rat, and I'm stunned by the photo that popped up because it looks like genitalia. the naked mole rat.
Wow.
It's, look, I mean, if you just Google naked mole rat, it pops up with like four photos. This thing looks like genitalia. There's no other way to describe it.
Is that the? I'm not talking about the genitalia animal. Yeah. I'm talking about the one we tweeted the picture of.
Yeah.
Like, if you saw that, do you feel like it's approachable, that you could say hi to, you could pet it, or no shot, that thing could rip your head off?
It doesn't look friendly. I mean,
why? What is it? Wait a minute. What did that thing ever do to you for you to say it doesn't look friendly?
Well, one thing it did to me is that it's not behind bars. Should be
out and about having a nice stroll in the Rio Grande Valley.
Hold on, Cap. You know that thing needs to be behind bars, like in a cage someplace. I'll look at it from there, but that looks too close. I don't know how fast that thing is. It'll run me down.
What if that thing ran like 40 miles an hour?
Oh, no shot. I'd be done.
With razor sharp teeth.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be awful. No, it looks unfriendly, so I don't want to be anywhere around it. Especially when I can't identify what it is. I mean, this is not cocaine bear. It's not definitely not a bear.
Michelle, help!
Yeah, I'd be all over.
Call Cap. He knows what to do. Please help me. That thing is big. What do you think that thing weighs? I'm going to say that thing weighs
400 pounds.
I was going to say 400 pounds.
Yes.
So like, that is a big, big bastard right there.
Marcus and Harvey on ESPN 1000. Marcus, darling.
Hey, fellas. I just wanted to call and let you all know that they already reported on the news this morning before I went to work that pitcher was the American Badger.
So what, they find him in Midlothian? Where'd you find him? Ford Heights?
I don't know. All I know is that's what they called it. So
who's there? Where'd you find that information? Who said that? Somebody in the neighborhood?
No, it was on the news this morning on a channel that I don't want to say because it's a competitor to, you know, ABC.
What was it on? Thomas Sulo, he had it? Potash? Baumgarten on Channel 9?
No, not that channel.
You're saying Channel 2.
2.
Yeah.
Not that channel.
5.
Not that channel.
32.
There you go.
Oh, BET. I see.
Telemundo 44.
So you said it's a badger, you said?
Yeah, a couple of, I guess, zoologists went ahead and dug up some information, and they came to a conclusion it was the American badger.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like that's confirmed, though. I see the quote here from the Texas Park that posted it on social media. This photo's gotten a lot of attention. We agree with most of the comments that it is very likely an American badger, not to be confused with the honey badger, and is rumored to not care very much. American badgers are not commonly seen in the valley, partly due to their nocturnal behavior. This is part of their natural range. I looked up a photo of the American badger.
Mm-hmm.
Cap, you're not saying hello to it. That thing is scary as hell. The mouth open, that thing's got the sharpest teeth I've ever seen. It's like a shark on land.
So if I walked up to him, what's up there, little badger? It wouldn't end well for me, huh?
Yeah. No, see you later.
That'd be the end.
What's up, badger dog?
Marcus, you say it's a badger. You say that's what it is?
I'm saying that's what I heard.
Okay.
Is what they, you know, like how Snorley said, that's what they said it could be, but to me, it doesn't look like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but hey, I'm no expert.
I'd like to ask you if that animal is walking around Harvey, what happens?
It probably is.
I was saying, what if it does, though? If you saw it, what would happen?
Probably nothing.
Nothing. You're not running away from that thing? Seriously? You're just going to casually walk to the car?
I'll run away, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised something like that walking around at Harvey.
I can see that. Now, Jay Moore, I would say, looking at this thing, I mean, again, if you can't identify it, that's an issue.
If it's in the wrong place, it's going to be grilled.
It's going to be in someone's backyard.
Right. Body's dinner.
That's so disgusting.
I was going to say, bang, bang. That's what's happening to that thing. You see it in the wrong place.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, that but that's just what's happening.
Beast.
Mm-hmm. So check it out at ESPN 1000.
What if he was in the draft and you get him at tailback?
It's all good. Now I'm taking him.
Yurko's taking him number one.
Because the intangibles are he's got four legs. That animal. So he's actually even faster. Probably replace Blassem game, though, at fullback.
Correct.
He'd take up a lot of space.
I think he
could just follow me. I got this.
Here we go, coach. I got you.
4th and 16. Don't worry about it. Go for it. I got this.
Yeah, because the defenders will be running away.
Yeah.
There'll be wide open gaps for any running back with that animal.
This is like the strategy of a guy going in his pants during a game so that nobody wants to touch him. You just draft the animal everybody's scared as hell of.
The American Badger is always open.
Wow. Shot or no shot in 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports.